Well, hello, and welcome back to Drams for Dummies. I almost forgot the name again. And we've got a very special guest today that I'm already regretting having on here. And I can't remember whose idea it was.
I think it was mine.
Was it? I feel like it might have been Justin. Or Josh.
Well, one of the I thought it was a good idea.
I feel like Justin or Josh was like, yeah, you should have Aaron on. And then someone else was like, you don't have your mom on. Maybe it's, I don't know.
I definitely told you to invite your mom.
I'm hoping it's not Justin or Josh, because if it is, then I'd have to be mad at them for this ridiculous idea to bring your wife onto an episode. We've been fighting for 15 minutes before this whole thing even started. We have whiskeys laid out in this awesome blind that she has prepared for us, and I have no faith that we have the glasses in the right order or that she has any idea of what she's poured. She swears she does. There's a system.
I feel very confident in the choices I made.
Well,
and,
sure.
And the things that, the acts that occurred of the moving of the glasses.
I don't even know. And the problem is, like, this whole thing could be a complete, because we won't know, really. Like, if my theory is that this Rickhouse glass, shout out to Casey Rickhouse, you always have your awesome local Facebook groups, that she should have the Rickhouse glass. That's my system. She gets the Rickhouse glasses and black tape, and I have the other ABC. And somehow, even though I laid them out that way, I now have a Rickhouse glass, and she swears this is the way I laid it out. So now we're
It's B, and I have a B right here, and I know I poured them in the same order, so it's fine.
So, again, this is a typical
marital spat.
Marital spat, which is why you don't work together with your spouse. Why, you know, God bless Josh and Aaron for doing this every single episode with their spouse. Because I wouldn't be able to do every episode with you.
I thought you were talking about me and your brother. I didn't know. You were
no, stuff and whiskey. I shout them out quite a bit. But so, you know the format by now. I've brought the number one dummy in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. We're all dummies. That's the whole point. It's affectionate.
Well, I should have your number one
yeah,
dummy.
Yeah, you're the most important dummy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right? So
got it.
You're not like the dumbest.
Okay.
But when it comes to whiskey,
I do an okay job.
Close to one of the dumbest. Because why? I mean, like,
because I drink gin.
Well, yeah.
Wine and anything else that's put in front of me and tastes like soap, according to Brett. So
or fruity, or you know, yeah, seltzers, or hard this
citrus, beers, Bartles, herbs, gin.
Yeah,
that's kind of my. But we went to Kentucky. We went to Nashville. We went to Weston. I do the bourbon.
Yeah, she's done the trail. She's done that. She knows the squirrel jobs and the Kentucky Uggs and the. I mean, like, so yeah, brown liquor is like you're late to the brown liquor party, I feel like. Yes. And how would you describe your relationship with bourbon now? Like, how do you feel? Like, it's like, don't like, intrigued, interesting?
I like the cop. I mean, I think this would say,
whoa. Golly. I mean, she warned me about making inappropriate comments, and she comes out here and drops that, like, right out of the shoe. Come on, man. Don't be showing your true colors right off the gate.
I think this is true for anything I drink, because I'm probably not a straight liquor drinker usually, so I really enjoy bourbon cocktails, especially in the winter. Mm. I'm definitely a seasonal drinker, white wine in the summer, red in the winter, and I would say I could definitely do more bourbon in the winter. I like hot bourbon drinks. That's my jam. Yeah, like a hot toddy. Yeah. Apple cider
medicinal.
Bourbon.
Medicinal.
Yeah.
It's definitely bourbon time around here. It's cool and drizzly today and gray. My first episodes were bright and sunshiny at 7 o'clock at night. Now it's 4:45 and it's almost black outside. Yeah, it's gross. So again, I bring in all these dummies, and I mean, what about like my brother and Justin? I mean, these are my buddies and my brothers and but they're just dudes, right? They're the kind of guys that are going to come in here, start throwing things around and not following the rules. And they were so nice on this kitchen set. I've got the chairs set a certain way. We're framed a certain way. And she comes in, she's scooting her chair around, and I have to scoot it back. And then she's Indian style, but she's got her leg over the top of me. Like, she's all up in my space. In my
house.
She's messed up every system I have. She's killing my OCD. This is why she's usually not here when I record.
I think it's kind of why you married me. I bring excitement.
She challenges me. I do. So, cheers, Royals. Cheers. So the format of this is obviously that a guest would bring a bottle and pour me a blind of something that I don't know what it is, and then I pour them a blind using that bottle. Well, we don't need to spend extra money. I don't need her in the, you know, blowing up the bubbles and just randomly picking up a bottle just because, for the sake of the show. She's spaced off. See that? She lost interest. We'll cut to the other camera for that. So if we'll lose that, we don't have another camera. We just have that crappy camera. So what I thought today would be fun, one, because she wanted to come on and be a part of this, which I think is awesome. She's so far been a fan of everything, which is crazy. So the only reason if you're even seeing these episodes is because she said okay, and they're okay, and they're watchable, even from her.
Entertaining.
Yeah, because she's going to be my worst critic, of course. But so I just thought it would be interesting for her to pour a blind out of stuff that we have. Because now this is always a fun challenge. This is why I love blinds and why you guys should do blinds at home. Because you think you like things in certain orders, and then you blind them together, and you're like, uh-oh, this thing that I thought was my favorite is now not my favorite. So she's picked us two things off of our top shelf and one thing off of our not top shelf, off the other shelf. So we have, in theory, it's all going to be really good. I know what she's picking from, so it's all good. But it'll be interesting to see what shines and what doesn't shine this time. So anyway, that's what we're doing. So we're going to do, I don't know what her system is for this. She's got her notebook. I got my notebook. Prior episode, I kind of dumped the notebook and started doing my brother's system of just sort of moving things around and sort of being less scientific. And it felt like it took me as long or longer to do it that way. I second-guessed myself the whole time. And this is just my system. So I'm comfortable with the idea that these
are... You like systems. I will be less structured.
Yeah, which is good. And we'll probably come up with... And who cares? It's all subjective and no one cares what we come up with anyway. But I'm comfortable with the fact that we'll be editing these. So some of the extra lip smacks that she doesn't like, or the extra sniffs that are just unnecessary, or the sitting here staring at my book and taking notes, we can edit that out. But that's what I'll do to see if I can come up with a fun... thing. But anyway, it's just an excuse.
And it should be noted that we are listening to Bobby Bear Jr. Radio.
That's right.
On my request. This is not Bobby Bear, but
no.
Bobby Bear Jr. Radio, according to Spotify.
If you're a singer-songwriter fan, if you like kind of country, folky, rocky.
Fun lyrics.
Great lyrics. Bobby Bear Jr. is one of the best out there. And yeah, so this is radio.
Come back to Kansas City.
Please come back. Yeah.
Please.
He also plays a lot with the band Guided by Voices, if you know Guided by Voices. So that keeps me pretty busy, which irritates me because I want more Bobby Bear Jr. albums and I want more Bobby Bear Jr. tours. We're going to bring him up and have, matter of fact, we're going to commit right now to, we've talked about doing a living room show, or, you know, he'll come up and do those kind of acoustic shows. We'll get him, we'll have some sort of a, he'll play some bourbon fundraising event in the future. So we do one
Goals.
Of our, yeah, we do one of our fundraisers at Holiday Distillery. We'll call that out right now. Bobby Bear is going to play.
I love that.
The hall with the fireplace and the band. And the, yeah, that's going to goal.
I got teary. I'm excited for this.
See? Then, okay, this is our segue moment for you to say, subscribe, hit the notification bell, become a patron. Because if you're a patron, then that's going to empower everything that to keep going. And then we get to have events, like, because we can't have big fundraiser events at Holiday if I've got zero followers and subscribers and patrons. So with that, anything else you want to talk to the people about or talk about?
I talk a lot less than he does.
That's the whole thing. I mean, I can't wait
Let's
to
drink.
I can't wait to have a customer. I didn't say a customer. I can't wait to have a guest that's like just talking and challenging me because... I run my mouth. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, Josh and Justin had their moments. They ball busted and threw back and whatever. So did you mix yours up?
No, they're in order. I should mix them.
Okay. So she knows what we're drinking. I don't. I don't really have to keep them in this order.
Except to kind of know, because I know which one's in the Rick House glass. But
see, that's
if
why.
If you would have had two Rick House glasses, you wouldn't have known.
there is a genius to the madness, or a method to madness, or a genius. Yeah. So, I'll keep mine in her order, my order, because I'm going to use the 1-2-3 system, 1-2-3, and she's going to do whatever the heck she does over there with her. So, and we're rock and roll. Cheers.
Cheers.
And if you, hopefully you're drinking something when you're watching this. Although if you're like me and you watch a lot of these bourbon videos when you're eating breakfast in the morning and getting ready for your day, maybe you don't need to be having a bourbon. But if you're drinking something, put in the comments what you're sharing. Oh, we didn't show what we're drinking.
Oh.
She's going to show you what we're drinking so that you guys know. And then if you've got one of these things and you want to drink with us, go right ahead. Or just put in the comments below what you think about them. I'm going to cover my eyes.
Close your eyes.
She's going to put them in front of you. You don't necessarily need to put them. You can just kind of put them out one at a time. Whatever you want to do.
There's A. There's B. Here's... I don't believe that your eyes were closed.
They were. They are. I'm bopping.
All right. I'm getting something else.
Getting something else. So while she's getting something else, I could tell, based on where I have these laid out in the kitchen, that our C is coming from over there. So I'm going to mix these up too, because I don't want to know. So I'm going to do the old mixy mix. If I was Matt and had the Julia-like Wheel of Confusion, I could like spit it, but that makes me nervous. I would drop that. Oh, are you gonna see? This is something I've debated doing. I've talked about this before, but I haven't shown it because I feel like I gotta like.
Well, like the coolest Christmas present ever.
I gotta like sponsor drop somebody else.
You don't have to sponsor. We can leave the label off.
I'll just. Well, I feel like you. I mean, might as well show.
What is it?
Yeah, show it.
Bourbon Real Talk. Smell kit.
Aroma kit.
Aroma kit.
It smells better than smell kit. Smell kit.
The key.
She's.
I smelled this and immediately went.
Oh, you're gonna use those and oh my gosh!
Oh wait, it smells like bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, I also cut my hair today, so that's something
big
I did.
Big things.
Fresh cut within the hour. That's why it looks a little high and tight, a little wet. So yeah, so she got. I think I referenced this in one other episode.
The inside.
She got the aroma kit for me last Christmas, I think, as an awesome gift, knowing that I like to do this, but I tell you guys, I'm an idiot, and I don't know how to pull these notes, so I practice.
He's supposed to be training himself.
Yeah, so you do, I do sometimes. Remember, if that plastic stopper comes off, it's a lot easier, but you get more of it, but yeah, it's like homework. You gotta study, and I'm just too lazy and dumb to study, so I, every so often, it sits over there at our table, and I'll, like, get a wild hair, and I'll get my smell kit out and try to challenge myself on what I'm smelling, but God, it's so tough. And there's 36 different smells in there, from starts with chocolate, ends in pine, and everything in between. So she's going to do that, which this might make it an hour and a half video. A lot of editing, but she's going to pull out every...
No, it's not that.
...sifter. It's really just what you like. You don't need to know...
Well, I felt like I was smelling something. I looked at the list and I went, what does that remind you of? And so I picked one up and it matched pretty well.
So what are you pulling?
Fig.
I like it.
Wouldn't have pulled that on my own. Write that down. Smells like fig. Or at least smells like the thing in this, what'd you call it? Not a smell box.
Aroma kit.
It's your
American whiskey aroma kit. So again, I know that everything in here should be good. There's no rye in this.
No rye.
Mm. So this has my first one, whatever this is. She knows
right,
they are
done.
Yeah,
those are in order. Okay.
No, I switched them around because I could tell that C came from over there, and I didn't want to know that, so I switched them. But this is, you know, again, I talked about complex noses and wanting it to be different every time and have layers. And this one definitely has that. It's got a lot of sweet, kind of a tanginess in there, too. But then has that kind of orange marmalade kind of cream. Not cream like a milk, like a marshmallow cream fluff thing. So it's got a lot of different things. It's brightness, but also that smooth sweetness. What? What are you, orange?
Yeah. There's no marshmallow in here, unfortunately.
sure. I don't see it. They don't watch for accurate notes. They watch for me being an idiot.
This is entertainment.
Yes, that's why we bring guests, because they do it their own way. So she'll do whatever she does, and I don't know what she's going to get out of it.
I'm going with fig and maybe some honey. The honey's pretty subtle, but...
As soon as she said honey, I was like, I might have honey. Maybe I have fig. Are we drinking the same one? That orange oil, aroma oil, smells like... I had a...
Stuff we clean our house with.
No, yeah. But I did model airplanes as a kid, and there was a model airplane glue that was orange smelled, and that's all that smells like, which is not necessarily a good thing.
It smells like oranges.
All right, at least I got to start. This is going to be highly edited. I could tell our shenanigans. I mean, I haven't even, like, put a score down yet. I'm in glass one.
Oh, I feel like when I watch them, it takes forever for you guys to get a drink out.
It does. It does.
This is not special to me.
Getting to one. I think we got to one faster than we ever have. But now I got to actually get moving.
Eef.
It's like a spice in this.
Too. Ooh, I like that.
Oh.
What do you think of it?
The finish or what?
The finish.
So it's kind of rolling and there's like flavor coming up still.
It's that initial, I don't know, you don't feel the bite as much, but I think that's the thing that's hard for me about whiskey is the bite. I taste bite in almost all.
She toughed when I was scoring, and now I've forgotten, and I don't know what I do. That's why I do this by myself, because when people talk, I lose all of my thoughts. I can't be, like, just breaking it out. And we've talked about what I think the right way to drink things is, and she does that, but that, if you open your mouth at all, and breathe in while it's in your mouth, it'll light on fire and everything goes out the window. You gotta really let it just sit in there with no breathing, and you gotta let it roll down with no breathing, and then you kinda let it, then you can kinda start, smacking your lips like that.
I don't know what it...
I'm making up these numbers. I liked it, but I can't...
The taste... It bites me so much, I have a hard time putting my finger on what the taste is. But the smell and the finish, I can kind of figure out.
Yeah. And that's good. But it's unfortunate that you don't feel like you get any real different flavors between. And I don't pull notes either. Again, Solderbone. Good band. That's why I'm not very good at this, because I can't pull a lot of great notes, but I can tell you.
And this one seems way...
Experience, like, fun, sweet.
Less bitey than that one.
Okay. And there's some high-proof boogers in here, I know.
Yeah, I thought you were going to let me choose out of the cabinet. I was going to make sure they were all over 100, because that's your jam.
Yeah, look at... She knows. I didn't have to...
We've been around each other for a while.
I'm looking in there. I don't know. I have maybe one or two bottles that are under 100. So that would have been pretty easy to do. And Evan Williams Black is...
Nope, that's not it.
So this glass, whatever glass B is for me, or glass two, much more traditional, but smoother and more well-rounded. This thing had spikes and curves and twists that I liked, so I enjoyed this one. I gave it an 8.5, an 8, and an 8.5 on my first pass, which is really, really good. That's top shelf right there. And full disclosure, 1, 2, 3... Maybe 4 of these might have lived on my top shelf at some point and have fallen down because of blinds and scores. So they all really should be good. And there shouldn't be anything that's a stinker.
Okay, because it's sweet. In front of me and I got to pull it out. Blueberry. We're drinking the same ones. I just realized it doesn't matter if I know what I poured because I don't have any judgments of them. So
right. Yeah. You just got to pick which ones you like and put them in your order. And then I'll
right.
put them. This one is super sweet and well-rounded.
Smell this.
They're very, very candy. A lot of candy in this.
Say candy?
Candy. Oh, gosh. That's blueberry?
Mm-hmm. It's a little sweeter than what this is, but I can...
I mean...
It's not drastic
right now. I could go blueberry here. There's just so many... Some of those fruits can kind of, I think, cross and go to... Can be found in a lot of the...
Well, and I think the thing about this aroma kit is, like, they put it so it's, like, they're close to other things. I feel like, well, maybe it's blueberry. Well, maybe it's cherry. I don't think it's cherry.
Right. The blueberry is right next to the banana and the cherry, so those notes can be similar. Apple and heliotrope.
What is a heliotrope?
We've looked it up. I feel like it's between floral and apple. It's like, yeah, it's like a flowery apple. It's like a flower fruity. I don't know. Someone look, put in the comments, heliotrope. We looked it up once, but I don't hear those pros dropping heliotrope very often.
I'm going blueberry, which I would never say about a bourbon only.
I'm going to go back to my standard 8 on this nose. It's just solid and nice and smooth. It's nothing crazy.
If this was my...
What?
How am I talking about this? You've got a whole bunch. You can have more.
Look at my eyes. That's calculating time. Eyes are closed. You can't talk. With a light or something like that. Red. Now, I don't have any idea. You talked and I laughed. Here, shh, don't talk for a second. Good legs on that.
You think we've been drinking before.
It's spooked. And again, because of this brick house glass debacle and her going, I have a B and you have a B and I got a this and I got a this, and me knowing that the C came over there. We're saying I know because I think she mixed them all up and I don't know what we're drinking. So take all this video is just to introduce her and have fun watching us do this, because nothing that comes out of this is I can even validate that's accurate.
I can.
Yeah, whatever. So B in theory should come off. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. Because it's my Rickhouse glass. No, it's not. Yeah, it's my Rickhouse glass. So I think this is my B, I think.
It says B.
Oh, don't say that. I've mixed them up. I don't want to know, because that tells me that B is on the top shelf, and this one is not hitting me as good as number one, for sure. It's more just fine. It seems fine. I kind of feel like it's a 7.5 on the mouth and a 7 on the finish. But again, she keeps talking and interrupting me, and we have had nothing to drink other than our swig of Evan Williams to clean the palate.
Very small swig. This is called a pot calling the kettle black. But what I was trying to say multiple times was, next time I come on,
yeah,
I'm going to do my research. No, I really am.
Months. She's going to have to start her own channel.
And we're going to do... No, but this is what I will bring to the table, is the food pairings. Like, we have 3 or so of these with... I'll do my research.
You're going to have a small plate with us? Are you going to have...
Yeah, like nothing super fancy, but like a cheese and a chocolate and a... Yeah, we're going to have a bourbon meal. I'm very excited about this. Maybe it will be something fancy. Snacks.
Someone's thinking about dinner.
Okay. Like, it tastes like toffee.
It's a good note.
Maybe like chocolate on the back.
I'm getting a lot of chocolate here. I'm getting that grape, which makes me kind of think I know what it is.
I think I like this better than the first one.
Cinnamon, grape, chocolate? No, that's weird.
Maybe, though. That'll go together. You put that on a plate.
Grapes, chocolate with some cinnamon something?
Yeah.
You're thinking about that charcuterie board.
Yeah. Chocolate on my charcuterie board.
Definitely oaky. Could be finished. There's a little sourness in this, which could be like Evan Williams. Heavily on what Evan Williams?
Can be tickle, should we?
Evan.
No, not Evan Williams. I'm sorry. Elijah Craig. Heaven Hill is what I was thinking. This is really good, though. This is good. I mean, based on my first pass, I have 1 and 3 would be top shelfers, and number 2 would not buy, not would just not barely, which is kind of how it should go. But I don't know if I know what I'm drinking. So,
ooh, that's mellow.
Man, there's a lot in 3. This is tripping a lot of triggers. This is like, you got layers. It's got like your savory and your sweet, which I love. It's a little different.
Onions.
It's a little different every time. Why, what?
It's a Shrek reference. The millennials are like the hot market right now. You gotta hit the right, you know.
Onions. You talk about onions when you're drinking. I'm trying to pull notes. Like, I'm like, well, onions. I'm like, then you reach out. I was like, is there an onion note in there? Like an onion oil?
No.
I think the producer's gonna have to remove my guess so I can finish this. Within a normal
hour. I was going to say you've had a bunch of old people on, but I guess that's not true. Just your brother.
Sorry, Josh, that she called you old. No one's been old except for Josh.
I meant not a millennial is what I meant.
All right, let me I'm just going to do noses and see if I can confirm that I might order here. Super ridiculously weird and complex and different. This is unique. Whatever glass one is, very unique. But it's good. It's like, it makes you want to keep smelling it. But it's got a little soapiness. Stop. Don't give anything away with
I'm
your
not
eyes.
Anything. I just wanted to know what it was.
You guys can see the letters, but and she told you, so you guys might know what I'm drinking, but
what'd you say about it?
It's different, it's unique, it's complex, it's got the sweet and kind of a savory, it's got kind of also a soapiness to it, almost like a little chemicaliness to it, which could maybe be because of a lot of things. It could just be my nose right now, it could be because it's finished, it could be because it's going against something here. It just, every so often you get like a, ooh, that's kind of like cleaner, you know?
Yeah.
Versus...
Not my version of a soapy cocktail, though.
No, not like herbally, minerally. But this is really good. I'm going to leave my 8.5. This one's good. This one is really quirky, and it's got a sourness, and it's sometimes that kind of hits me wrong, and then sometimes it's like fun. It's like, just because it's different. All three of these are really good. I gave this an 8 on the nose the first time. It's a little light. It's a little bit, I'm out, it's less proof than the other two. It's really good. It's an 8. I'm not going to drop it. It doesn't make me want to climb in the glass. I think you got to be over, you got to be climbing the glass to be over at 8. It's a little bitter on the, yeah, I feel like I'm still good on my score. 7.5 in the mouth, 7 on the finish, which is going to really piss me off when it's the Stag Junior or the Fourgate or the, there's, this game sucks.
What's it not allowed to be? Stag, the Fourgate.
I'm not gonna say anything about what it. I'm just gonna say it sucks when you blind because it just also
ruins this world.
Something that you spent a lot of money on, or that you hunted, or is personal, or that you think's your favorite, and all of a sudden it's not doing well, and you're like, that hurts your soul a little bit. You want the ones that you think you love. I didn't let her pour Coy Hill tonight, and it's only because, first of all, if you've had Coy Hill, you'll know it. You'll know which one it is. So that ruins the blind. And also, I've got like this much left, and it's like the best thing I ever had. So I'm trying to, I gotta let that one stretch that one out.
Did you get that one on a trip, or did you buy it?
That was having great local store contacts, Bubbles. And being just lucky to walk in the day that they discovered me.
Second time around's wild.
And it's always different, yeah. And if you went that direction, if you smelled them all next to each other without drinking, that would... This is so good. I might just go to a 9 on that just to get nuts.
I'm sticking with fig. That's something.
That's so good. The finish is nice, but it kind of falls fast. It doesn't run like you like it to. It doesn't come back around and doesn't keep giving. It kind of like, it's like, it's good and it sort of fizzles, which is a little disheartening. But I'm going 9 on the nose, 9 on the mouth, 8 on the finish. Rank them up. I'm almost ready to reveal my rank.
I don't know if I can rank the other two. They're,
well,
not tech for that.
Two of them fell off. If I was gonna move them tonight, which I'm not going to, because I don't even know if I'm what I'm drinking, because I think she messed them all up. Then two would fall off the top shelf today. One significantly is not on the top shelf, which. It again is going to be something ridiculous. I'm so angry. And then one is still squarely on the top shelf. So,
you ready?
For
reveals?
My third place is B.
Oh, my third place is A.
So,
and A is, do you want to know what it is?
What's B?
B is the, let me double check, make sure I'm saying the right thing. I think I know. I think B is the Elijah Craig. Yeah, B is the Elijah Craig.
Okay, so this one. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't have any faith that she's gotten these in the right order, but this is B.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw my prior video, this went head-to-head with Elijah Craig C923 and beat it. And it was like an 8-point something. And tonight it was a 7.3. So that's the fun and the mystery and the maddening quality of blinds. So that's sad. Bubbles did not play well. I'm interested. Okay, so then, and that, where did B fall for you?
B was my number one.
B was your number one?
Yeah, the Elijah Craig was my number one. Oh.
I see two next to B.
Well, because... I don't know. At the beginning...
Oh, this is your order. One, two, yeah. Two, three, one?
Yeah.
So Elijah Craig was your favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I felt like I could drink Elijah Craig, this one, like, happily without a cocktail or mixers.
That's really interesting. So that's 123.1
proof. I said blueberry on the smell and toffee on the taste and chocolate on the finish.
Blueberry on the smell, nose.
Toffee. On the taste.
Chocolate on the finish.
And chocolate on the finish.
I guess in the comments below, do you get any of those notes on your Elijah Craig?
And that is very much... thanks to Bourbon Real Talk.
Good job. Good job, endorsement.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I would not have gotten blueberry without this.
My number two today was A.
Ooh, that was my last one.
We are not insane.
We're not insane.
No. What's A?
Lucky 7.
Lucky 7. This is a highly sought-after bottle. The 14-year proprietor. It's a single barrel, so they're always a little different. This is barrel 65. It's 132.5 proof.
And I picked it because I remember you talking about it when we were in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a big, like you almost bought it, I think, when we were at the new place.
I did buy it.
Oh, is that where you bought it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got this. It's about buying it in Bardstown.
Yeah, the Bardstown gift shop. If you haven't been to Bardstown, it's a cool, it's modern, and their gift shop's really cool. And they do a lot of contract distilling and bottling, and they'll sell who they work with. And so that's where I'd heard great things. And so I got this there. So that's okay. So that was my second place. 7. I'm not moving anything off the top shelf for this day. I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all. So then I guess my number three is C. My number one is C.
Your number one was C?
Yeah, by a lot. Which is over there now, right?
I guess this is my number two. Yeah. What do you think it is?
I don't have any idea.
Here, try it.
Here, try it. What do you mean? Here, try. I've drank it already.
I mean,
I don't do that. I'm not good at it. Okay.
I picked it because of a very specific thing that was on the bottle, and I don't know why it was entertaining to me.
I mean, see, this is where your head gets in the way, because I'm looking, I think this is now, I feel like this is some kind of a finish so I've got a Doc Swenson's Toasted French Oak Cask and a Red Line Elements, which is the Amberana, and we know Amberana is very distinct, and so I'm guessing it's the Red Line Amberana, the Elements, that one, right? That black one.
This one?
Yes. Is that it?
No.
What is it?
It's the Doc Swenson,
French...
Because it said French toast. It's French toasted.
French toast. Doc Swenson's Exploratory Cask, French toasted. This is... Oh, man, this is so... It's so faint. It's, like, impossible to read the proof on this. It's 100... It's 100
oh,
something. Two or 100 and... Golly. It's, like, faded out. Usually the proofy ones win for me. Very surprised at this beat.
Yeah, that's really hard to see. I don't know what that is.
So this is funny because this one lived squarely on my top shelf for a long time, and then somewhere in a blind, I was letting myself move things on blinds, and I think I decided tonight I'm not moving things off blinds because things just act so funny against each other. Only if you solo drink it, and that's why when I have a guest bring a bottle, that's the score. It's by itself. It's in a vacuum. That is, there's not, nothing else is like influencing it. So yeah, this was a top shelfer for me. So maybe it has to go, maybe I will put it back up there. I don't have any room for it, but.
French toast it. Have we heard any Bobby Bear while we've been on here? Can we pull up a Bobby Bear song?
That's so nice. That's so good. Anyway, well, okay. So my order was 1, 2, 3.
Mine was
Aaron's
one. Two, three.
Lucky 7, 14-year, highly sought-after proprietor, 132.5 for
hot.
That's, yeah, so too hot for Aaron.
What's the proof on that one?
That one, this one? That, yeah. This is 132. That's high.
Ah, okay.
That's 123. And this is like...
So I'm not a weakling, but not, this, yes, I knew. I could have told you that that was way high.
I'm kind of surprised it's not this one, with being that... No wonder why it's not.
Well, I had a hard time deciding between these two, but in the end, Docs wins if one.
Why are we still recording?
I don't know.
This is the
is
most
over now?
Narcissistic glutton moment ever. Like, just drinking and listening to music by herself, expecting people to watch this and give a shit.
That's your wife, so the number one dummy gets the most amount of time.
Yeah, even though number one dummy would tell me, your videos are too long, you took too long to get into it, hurry up.
He's gonna edit it. But this is the fun part.
I feel like we're degenerate.
Waiting for someone to
I feel like we're slidey at this point, so it's time to get done with this. So thank you so much for joining us, for meeting the number one dummy in my life. Who is going to be horrified when this actually hits.
No.
I love it, because this is her. This is us. But she doesn't show this to people. So the fact you're getting to see the dorky side of her is fun. So thanks for joining me. It's the only time you'll ever see her. So,
no.
Unless she sneaks
bourbon
in.
Bourbon dinner.
She sneaks in the garage.
Nerve fingernails. Stop. Waiting for.
The host is wrapping it up. you can't just yell over the host. Sorry. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for having us. Cheers. Please come back. She won't be here next time. I'm going to go to the